Hey guys, it's Marlena Alvarez, and this is the Unfiltered Agent podcast. And if you're watching on YouTube, hello. This is my awesome friend Wayne, who just so happens to be a home inspector here in Lakeland. He does so much good for my clients to keep them protected and is definitely on mission with me and my goals and values, which is to protect buyers and sellers from, you know, the unknowns, that the things that they don't know about either a house that they're going to buy or maybe a home that they're going to list. So Wayne, thank you so much for being here today. And the biggest concern I have with buyers and sellers, and you may be watching this or listening to this because you are getting ready to buy a home and you don't know what a home inspection is. And we want to clear that up, because a lot of people, either they don't know what a home inspection actually does, they don't know the value of it, they don't know what type of inspections they should get when they buy a house, and they're just not, you know, confident in the process. So I want Wayne to help clear all that up, answer all these questions. He is super passionate about people, about the industry, about protecting consumers to help them make really good informed purchasing decisions that they will not regret later. And that's why I had him on the show today. So thanks for being on. And let's start out. So I had a couple questions I wrote down. And the first one was, so what exactly is a home inspection? I know it sounds very basic, but a lot of people don't know.
Sure. So home inspection is basically a snapshot in time, because people ask me, well, how long does this home inspection last, or how is it good for it? I'm like, the moment I leave, it can change. A storm comes through, whatever. So the goal is to look at the systems, the electrical system, the plumbing, the AC, the roof, and the structure. Those are kind of the five main pieces you want to look at. And there's a lot of homes here in Lakeland that are from the 1970s and earlier. And they have a lot of things going on with them that if you don't investigate past the, well, it looks cute, right? If you don't go past that part, you won't know. And we find all the time stuff that's put on the MLS, and the MLS is very flowery in its description. Fair enough. They're trying to make the house seem beautiful, and they are. But we have to do a little bit of digging to make sure that things are what they're advertised to be. And so the customer is paying what it is. They're getting what they're paying for. And that's what we're trying to bridge the gap on is, and in all fairness, if you're buying something, you want to know that it has the value that you're purchasing it for.
For sure. So when I'm introducing my clients to the home buying process, and I stress the importance of having a home inspection, what I always tell my clients is the inspection report is going to tell you anything that makes this house less than 100%. And he's going to give you a full, if you pay for the full home inspection, which I highly recommend all my clients do, is he's going to give you a full 360 degree to the best of their knowledge and ability to see. So you guys, if you correct me if I'm wrong, but you can only report on what you can visually see in the inspection. You can't look through walls. You can't look under the ground and all that kind of thing, into the floor. Essentially, you can go under the house, right? But you can only see what you can see. You know, if there's only 6 inches of crawl space, you're not going to be able to get to that section of the house. And they note that on the report, and Wayne does a great job of documenting what he isn't able to see, but they're going to give you that 360 degree view of the house. So you know what you're buying. If you don't do a home inspection report, you don't know what you're buying. And to go to your point, they're going to, on the MLS description, so when you're looking on Zillow, you're looking at the photos and you're looking at what the seller and the listing agent have done as their write-up. They're trying to sell this house, right? They want to point out all the good things about it. And in Florida, they're not legally required to fill out a seller's disclosure. It's not law. They do not have to do one. Now, they legally can't withhold material defects that they know about that affect the value of the home. They cannot do that. But we don't know what they know about and don't know about. That's why what Wayne does is the most important part of this process, because I can open all the doors. I can give you my professional advice and opinion if you're my client, but I can't do what Wayne does. So I wanted to go into, you know, what is the process? So when one of my clients hires you and you're going to take them on, what's the first thing that you do once you get to the property?
So we have a system. We do it every time the same way. And the reason for that is so that we don't miss anything. So we go right and stay right. So if we're on the outside of the house, and that way also when they read the report, there's a map in people's mind understanding how we went around the house. So we're trying to check systems. We're looking at, and the big things are from the outside of the house or on the exterior is going to be things that create leaks or safety problems or structural issues. That's the big things. On the inside, when we're going around the house, we're talking about things that don't work, like a door is sticky or a window doesn't open properly, all those things. But truth be told, the real money in the home inspection is making sure you're not going to have to replace an entire system. So what happens often is we'll go on the houses that are built, let's say pre-1960, and they'll put a new electrical panel in, which is awesome. And it's got new wires in the electrical panel. And what they'll do is they'll chase those new wires into the attic and then junction box all the old wires that were in there before to that. So your entire house is filled with old wires that are either not grounded, safety hazard, name the thing. And on the listing, it says, oh, it's a brand new box. Yes, but all the wires running through the entire house are not. So those are the things that you don't know until you know. Another problem is dealing with home insurance. As you well know, we have conversations with agents all the time, and we try to ask questions of the underwriter to get a better understanding of what they want, because it seems like a moving target, just to be honest. So we're trying to figure out what to do to help people so they're not paying more money than they should on their homeowners. And it's finding out that you have cast iron for drain pipes in your house instead of PVC. Well, if that's true, you only get certain insurance here in Florida, and a buyer needs to know that before they purchase. So if they're buying a house and they look at two or three houses, one's built 1960 and has cast iron pipes, and one's built 1980 and has PVC pipes, same square footage, so on and so forth, there might be a difference in the cost of your insurance if you buy either house.
Right. Or coverage, because like you can still get insurance on, say, for like right now we're sitting in a 1925 house. This house has cast iron plumbing. It is somewhat replaced, but not all of it. So I'm not going to get water coverage, which if you have never had homeowners insurance or you've never even looked at your policy, you may not know what that means. Water coverage is basically if you have a pipe bust and it leaks, is the limit to what your lender's going to cover, or I mean your insurer's going to cover to fix the problem. If you got an older home that doesn't have PVC, like what he's talking about, it's going to cost you more, or they may exclude it from the policy, and that's not good. And you need to know that going into it. And what Wayne's job is to verify all those systems. So how old is the roof? Will it pass, you know, for your insurance company, what the minimum requirements that they need? Is it got old, outdated electrical? Like, is the HVAC work? Are there any major safety hazards that's going to be a big concern? Because not only do you need to look at this and know what you're buying, but the insurance company is also going to be looking at his four-point inspection, which is a summary of the full report, which we'll talk about different kinds of reports in a minute. But it's very important that you have that info. And I have some clients that really don't understand the importance of that four-point being good until they get to the insurance part of trying to find somebody to cover their house. So,
yeah. And that's something that we talked earlier, we're doing, you know, some realtor services. We're trying to do things earlier in the sales cycle to help people be aware of what's going on. So, cause there's a standard building practices for different decades and different areas. So I know the FBC, the Florida Building Code, and I'm not a code enforcer. I just understand what is and what isn't code. Different decades and different years had different codes. Knowing that going in and different building materials that they use at that time, sometimes I don't even have to go out to the house to understand the majority of what needs to be done on the house. And being able to help people make decisions and understand between the insurance scenario and then also the cost of repairs, I'm hoping it'll empower people to make decisions on homes they're probably going to live in for 10, 15, you know, years to come with their families. My goal is to have them come in and go, I really enjoyed the decision that I made and I feel good about it and I can create a life here. Not, man, I regret buying this house. That's the goal for me.
Right. And that's my goal as well. And when I go into a house, I've remodeled a bunch of homes. I own a bunch of homes myself. So I'm looking at it from a lens of, okay, how is the situation with this house. What's the roof like? What's the electrical box look like? Is all the plumbing? I'm looking under cabinets. Well, your realtor may not be doing that when they're walking through the house, okay? So from this episode, I really want you guys to take the importance of taking your time to do the due diligence before you even go under contract to make the offer. Find out, like what Wayne's talking about, when the roof was put on, when the electrical box, are there any permits pulled? And that's actually something that Wayne helps me with for my clients before we even go under contract, is finding out all those bits of information. You need to know those things. When the HVAC unit was put in, have there been any major issues with the house? Is there anything that the seller knows about that's occurred? If you don't know, they're not going to tell. If you don't know and you don't ask, a lot of times they're not going to tell you. Just forthcome and just give it to you without, you know, a little bit of investigation and pride.
There's some nuance. So yeah. Like on one we did just recently, the MLS listed the roof as being a 30-year-old roof. Just so everybody knows, I've been on thousands of roofs at this point. Here in Florida, a roof and a regular architectural roof here in Florida will last about 20 years. There is no such thing as the 30. Now it's sold as a 30-year roof, but here in Florida, between the sun, the rain, and the, it just doesn't last that long. But they'll list it as a 30-year roof, which is fair enough what it is. And the roof was 16 years old. I know before going out that anything 15 years old or older, even if I step on it and go, yep, it's in perfect condition, the insurance underwriter is going to say it needs a new one automatically. So those are the kind of nuances that I think the person buying the house and looking at stuff will go, oh, well, it's got, they think it's got something that's great, which it's got something that's nice, but it doesn't mean it necessarily translates into it's going to work for you in the long run. And I think that's where you advising folks, look into stuff, me doing a home inspection, making sure everything's the way it's supposed to be. I think that little bit of effort and cost, whatever, will pay dividends in the future.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've had home inspections save us thousands and thousands of dollars. And so I want to go back a little bit. So when you're doing the report, you're looking at all the components of the house. You're going through checking all the major systems, like you said, the roof, the electrical, the plumbing, the heating and cooling system. And there may have been one other thing I didn't mention, but you're going and looking at all the components of the house to make sure all the doors and windows work. You know, there's no major safety problems. And one of the things as a real estate agent that we love about this as well is we're able to take that info and help our clients in their due diligence period. Because when you buy a home, typically you're going to get an inspection period that gives you time to have somebody like Wayne come in, look at the house, give you your report, and you're going to review it, you know, with your family, with your inspector, with your agent, and decide what you want to do, right? What is awesome about Wayne's report is that it gives you a summary of all the problems, and not just the problems, but all the information about your house. So you understand where things are located, where, you know, where the issues are that need to get repaired. So he just did an inspection for a good friend of mine a couple weeks ago, and we went through the report and it looked pretty decent. There weren't anything that was glaringly wrong that was like a deal breaker for my client. So we decided that we were going to move forward with a house, but the air conditioner wasn't working great. You know, you were going in there, it had two units, and Wayne went in and did the inspection, and it turned out one of the, I think it was a capacitor, had gone out, and it was a $780 repair that the seller actually was able to make for us because we said, hey, our inspector found this on our report. We really want to get this taken care of before we move forward. And they were able to go, and we didn't know how much it was necessarily going to cost because I didn't send anybody out there to get an estimate for them, but I was not expecting it to cost $700. And had Wayne or some other somebody other than Wayne gone out there and said, well, it's working, but it's just not as cold, but you may not want to worry about that. But since Wayne went out there and did it, he had all the info. We said, you know, we're going to ask for this anyway. We ended up getting a huge problem avoided. Yeah. So we didn't have to, my client didn't have to go and close it, go to closing, then go and move into her new house to realize her house won't get below 80 degrees. And, you know, it's those little things that really add up. Or you have a client who Wayne goes and does a home inspection for, and he finds something that is unknown to the seller, unknown to the buyer, but it is a deal breaker. And in that inspection period, we're able to use that report to submit to the seller to either get a huge, you know, reduction on the price, get something repaired, or pull out if that's what's necessary. Because so, and that's the importance of what Wayne does for your buyer. If you're an agent, or, you know, if you are the consumer, that's what he's going to do for you, or someone who does what he does. You can't be as compelling, I don't think, if you are just the homeowner going in and submitting a list. Because if technically a homeowner could go in and say, this is broke. But Wayne is a third party objective expert who can go through your house that you're looking to purchase and give you a real picture of what's going on with it. And he, like you said earlier, like, you don't get paid anymore if you find problems or not. Your main goal and focus is to protect people.
Yeah. And put into context, we document things knowing and explaining what the cause is and how to fix it. A homeowner, even let's say you're a general contractor and you build houses and know all the things, and you come through and look at a place. Are you crawling underneath the crawl space of the house to find out if there's, so, and here's another, you know, example. We'll go in a house that's been remodeled, older house, and they have what's called stub up. Is where the plumbing from the crawl space comes in, and it's all PEX or CPVC. It looks beautiful. I crawl underneath the crawl space and find out that it's galvanized. So, and back to the insurance thing, is that if you report something on their insurance that's not what it is, they won't cover it. If you have a problem and something happens, the insurance company's like, so sorry, that wasn't on the report. We're not covering that for you. So it's pretty important. And I keep bringing the insurance stuff up, but it's just, that's a big factor here in Florida, is to make sure that what you submit, what's available to them, allows you to get good coverage and allows you to not have any surprises where you're having to spend thousands or tens of thousands of dollars repairing systems just so you can get decent homeowners insurance.
100%. And, you know, people always... You know, some, not everybody, I shouldn't say people always, but I've had scenarios where buyers are like, well, can we just get the inspector to just leave that off the 4-point? Or can we not have that? Because I know it's going to make my insurance, I'll go and fix it later, you know, and then it'll be, what Wayne is saying is that he would never not report what's accurately in the house. You're always going to have an accurate reflection of the reality of the home. Because if you did get insurance and you did have a major problem and it wasn't right, or maybe the inspector, you know, put it on there and then you decided to just go get insurance and do what you want and get somebody else to go back and change it, then you're on the hook for the problems that they don't report if you had a roof leak. And, you know, I own several houses, and thank God I've not really had any insurance claims until recently, and just to stress the power of a 4-point inspection. So when I bought my home, it did not have new plumbing. I bought it with the original galvanized plumbing in it, and it was awful. I didn't think too much about it, because when it's all still sealed up and in the walls, and you don't have to look at it, you just turn the sink on and off, you don't realize